It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, March 4th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Like in many crises that occur abroad, finding an accurate account of violence and protests that are happening in Ukraine can be tricky. State-controlled television in Russia is reporting ethnic nationalist violence against Russians by Ukrainians in the smaller country. Meanwhile, Ukrainian activists are pushing their own narrative on social media. Robert Mackey is a reporter for The New York Times who writes for their breaking news blog, The Lead. Hello, Robert.
Hi there.
What do we know right now about how Ukrainians opposing Russian power are using social media to organize around their agenda?
Well, basically, they are watching state-controlled media, and that state TV is showing what they say is a very inaccurate picture of spiraling chaos across Ukraine, of neo-Nazi groups abusing Russian speakers and Russian nationals. So the core of this group, the people who started the protest movement in Kiev, are using Twitter and YouTube and Instagram to point to evidence of a different picture. They're posting video and images of peaceful protests. They're also posting video of what they say are provocateurs coming from Russia to start trouble. In a way, they're trying to chip away at the Russian narrative.
Now, is that proving an effective and important part of the resistance of some of these activists or no?
Well, it's important, I think, for the outside world. You know, they're doing it in their own language and they're writing in Russian, but they have a Twitter account and YouTube feed. And, you know, they're helping to shape the opinion in the rest of the world by doing that, I think, definitely.
What does someone like you think about as you're covering this aspect of a conflict on social networks?
One of the arguments for news organizations as opposed to just, you know, blogs and Twitter feeds in this day and age is that journalistic organizations like The Times spend a lot of time and effort to go and witness things in person. And that's kind of the, you know, the essential element of journalism. And what we're doing is something different. We're watching the recordings of these things posted online. Another way of thinking about it is that this is somewhat similar to doing historical research. It's, you know, you can't actually go to the French Revolution now and watch it for yourself. But you can find, and historians do, of course, find firsthand accounts of things that can give remarkable insights, even if they might have a bias. If you understand what that is, you can, you know, you can profit from it.
What are you going to be looking at as this plays out as you're culling through this stuff?
One fascinating thing that happened over the weekend was that these activists in Kiev are studying the social networking accounts of their opponents, of the pro-Russia activists. And there was a, you know, a very dramatic picture posted on Instagram of a guy raising the Russian flag in place of the Ukrainian flag on top of the local city hall, basically.
Right.
And the activists then quickly clicked through to his Instagram account. And he didn't conceal in any way that he's actually from Moscow. He's a Russian guy from Moscow who just went there for the day. And so that lends some support to the argument of the Ukrainian activists that there's a suspicion of provocations.
Robert Mackey is a reporter for The New York Times. He writes for The Lead blog. Robert, thank you very much.
Thank you.
News this week about more changes at Microsoft. The company is warning users it'll stop support for its older Windows XP operating system in April, things like security patches and more. But there's a tool for users to move files to new machines and operating systems called PC Mover Express. Also, you'll remember the company got a new CEO this year, Satya Nadella. Now Microsoft has a new chief strategy officer that will focus on public relations and such. That would be pollster Mark Penn, who you may remember from such publicity campaigns as Hillary Clinton for president in 2008. We're planning on heading back to Austin, Texas in a few days, along with a lot of other tech people for the annual South by Southwest Interactive Conference. It's supposed to be a place where emerging technologies and ideas about media come to be unveiled and discussed and maybe even funded. Some people are making the pilgrimage on so-called startup buses. The goal is to get on a bus, head to Texas, and build something innovative on the way. So we thought we'd check in with the New York startup bus, which pulled out of the Northeast on Sunday. Alice Ng is the co-conductor of New York Startup Bus. Hi, Alice.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so where are you?
We are right now somewhere in between Atlanta on our way to Arkansas.
Just give me a little breakdown of, like, what this bus is about and how many people are on it and what your mission is.
So we have about 30 people on the bus. They're comprised of designers, developers, and hustlers. And their goal is to build a startup in 3 days.
Tell me about some of the things that are being created there now.
Sure. So one team is building an application that will simplify booking for standby flights.
Aha.
Another team is called Stack, and they're trying to revolutionize the way you exchange information. So they're trying to do away with business cards.
And have you sort of hacked any solutions to the regular on-the-road problems that you might run into while on a bus?
So far, we haven't. Although our destination tonight, we are going camping, and we've just learned that there is a lot of snow and ice in Arkansas. We can access it, but it will be a multi-mile hike downhill, and once we get down there, we may not be able to come up because of the snow and ice.
Well, I hope you and the rest of the techies on the bus fare well.
We will. Actually, most of them are excited.
Alice Ng is a co-conductor on the startup bus that has left the Northeast and is traveling towards Texas. Alice, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time. Glad to be here.
By the way, we've built a random name generator for South by Southwest interactive panels using a ton of tech buzzwords. I can vouch for its hilarity. Find it and have fun at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.